Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Because I have a whole group of panelists, and I'm also a movement teacher, and we're waiting for Kiara to get back, let's just start moving a little bit. And I'm gonna screen share my sound and play some music, so it's gonna take a second. And this is music that I have the rights to because my boyfriend made it for my dance company. And this is going to be it'll take me 1 second to get there. This is called Improvisation in the Last Moment. And we're just going to come together to come in for a landing and breathe. Susan is laughing. She's like, yes, this is what happens. This is what happens when the team of volunteers from all over the planet gets together to create a conference where you come from your own home. We got a kitty. We have a little kitty saying hi in our panel. So let's all just stand up while my music starts to do what Kira's having issues with also. Just standing up and feeling your feet on the ground, or not standing up, you're totally welcome to sit down. You really take this at your own level, at your own need, at your own desire. And feel into the space of the other people. And you may see them, you may not see them, you see me, you may actually just see the dance. It looks to me like the pinned video is the dance and creativity video, is that right? So if you could pin me or spotlight my video, Alexandra, that would be great. Ah, and my music has come on. So it'll just take me a minute. And actually, for it to start to work, because my computer is doing just the same type of stuff as Kiara. Thank you. Now you're in my room with me. And I'm getting to this song. Here we go. Can you guys hear that? This is the essential online sign of yes, we can see that. Awesome. So I've got a few people in my room. I've got a few people in my panel. And I'm just gonna invite you to land in your body, land with this group. There are actually several other people here. And feel into the space around you. So I pre-recorded the Deborah Hayes session. One thing she talked about, and I'm gonna invite you to novel, but one thing that she talked about that I found fascinating was the idea that there is no such thing as empty space, that we are connected through this space. We are connected through the air that we breathe. We're connected through the water that goes through us, that we step into. We are connected by the land that we stand on. So I'm going to invite you to find whatever your body needs to harness. Harness is a bad word for it. To access a sense of connection to the other people. The other people in this conference, to the other people in this session, to the other people around the world who are also interested in embodiment. And since I'm a host and a channel assistant and also a presenter, I'm going to suggest that we are living in a very imperfect time and a time of the requirement to improvise and to be accessible for ourselves. It's not about perfection, it's not about showing up, it's not about this like advertisement, it's just about being here now with each other. So if we can do that, and I like to do the dance at the same time, so I'm moving in ways that feel good to me. I'm imagining that my spine, instead of being a column, is actually a river. So from my tail to my head, I have a river. It's the cerebral spinal fluid bathing my nervous system, supporting my brain. I know you probably came here to dance, and SC Clara is back on. How's it going? Your music working here? I can't hear you. You need to unmute, and I will pause sound.
Okay. The music is going to keep going, even if you pause the sound on your end. So the thing is that if you can see, my computer is still doing updates. So I know that we were told not to use the phone, but this is the only way that I can do it, is by using my phone.
Okay. So let's pan her video, or spotlight her video, and we'll switch it over. So you guys, thank you for your patience with me. all the loving kindness for the presenters who are doing their best, to the audience, to the people who have some patience. Hallelujah, we're still here.
Okay. So hi, thank you so much for joining me. And I too thank you for your patience. I'm Kira Foster-Baugh, and I am offering a Five Rhythms class. Now, in general, Five Rhythms is so many things. It is both a moving meditation, but it's also practice for life. And we can bring other things in it to this practice. It's quite elastic in that way. And so tonight's offering is something called Five Rhythms and Existential Kink. So Gabrielle Roth, the founder of this body of work, created it so that we could have a way of using movement to liberate ourselves. So it's a moving meditation, but it's also a human liberation practice. And it marries well with other practices that look at how do we liberate ourselves and become the highest versions of ourselves that we can be. And so I'm giving you a little taste of the Five Rhythms, as well as Carolyn Elliott's work from her book, Existential Kink. So tonight we're going to be looking at accepting all of ourselves and using movement as a way in for accepting all of ourselves. So I'm actually going to start over again. We won't have time at the end because we got such a late start, but I'm gonna start over again just because I want you to have the full experience of using your body in this very powerful way. So bear with me, and I'm gonna just start us over again. And with this first song, just centering yourself, breathing deeply, stretching in ways that feel good to you, feeling the weight of your head on your neck, and moving your neck in ways that feel good. Moving into your shoulders and seeing if you can really feel into them. Is there any difference? I think I'm just going to see if I can add a little light. Maybe one shoulder is tighter than the other. Maybe the other is more fluid. And now your elbows.
That same awakening, stretching in ways that feel good to you. Your wrists and hands. Just taking the time to go through the whole body in ways that feel good. Your spine. Your hips. Your knees. And now we're going to transition into the very first rhythm, which is a rhythm of flowing. And it's just the idea of round and connected movement. Making sure that you're breathing. This first song, just finding your flow. Moving in ways that feel good, that are round, circular.
Kiara, you are muted right now. Yeah, we'll give her a minute. So let's just keep moving. So here's the thing. This is a conference. It's about togetherness. It's about community. It's about movement. It's about movement in our own bodies. So let's just stay with it and move in the ways that we need to move right now. Moving in the ways together. Ah, she's back. Yes. Oh, and gone. Freeing up the spine. Freeing up the heart.
Okay, you should hear me over the music. I'm broadcasting. My voice should be going over Mixcloud.
Okay, we just said you were muted at that point, and we couldn't hear.
No, I muted so that it wouldn't be an echo, so you wouldn't hear me over Zoom and then hear me over Mixcloud.
Here we go.
So just noticing the music, how you move as it slows down.
We aren't hearing any music. Or very, very light if it's on there.
Then what music are you playing? What music are you dancing to?
We're just moving.
But
now we can move a little bit.
Did you go to Mixcloud? Because it's definitely broadcasting over Mixcloud.
Okay, so we need to have, yes. So we need to share the link and everyone can go to Mixcloud and the music is going to happen in your own room. Now it's all making sense. And it is right there. She'll be sharing her voice through that. So in the chat is the Kiara link for the Mixcloud.
Okay.
So and panelists. Yeah, just give us 1 second, Kiara, and let's sort of let everyone book into that. Okay. And if my my people in the panel, if you have got it and you're hearing the sound, can you just give me a thumbs up to know that it's working somewhere? Oh yeah. Okay, so Holly's got it. If you click into that link, you should be able to get to the actual sound. It's recording, the music sounds fine. All right, everything's good, Kiara.
And just slowing in ways that feel good to you. Round. Circular. Breathing. And embracing the places where you're stuck, where you can't flow. Feeling into that hesitation, wherever it is in your body. Moving into the second rhythm of staccato.
And Kiara, we have your video is now off, so we can't see you. Sorry. Thank you.
Giving shape to the parts of you that you pretend don't exist. Dancing with a part of you that's too much, that doesn't fit in. What are those shapes? Embracing the whole self. The dark bits that you keep hidden. Perhaps even from yourself.
Staring, not seeing.
Can you embrace it? Can you have fun and enjoy your whole self? Starting to let it go. And we're going to use this next staccato song to just integrate it. Staccato, in many ways, is a celebration of the self, of being clear and direct. So feel that bass in your hips. Letting you dance, be as big or as small as you need it to be in this moment. Thank you. the title is about letting yourself be seen. Letting that go. Starting to transition into chaos. Chaos is about release, letting go of whatever you're carrying that you don't need to carry anymore. Letting it all go. Can you let go? Let go of the thoughts, the judgments. Enjoying your whole self, however it is that you show up. Letting your head go. Letting your shoulders go. Can you let just one thing that you don't like about yourself, can you let it breathe? Can you let that thing have shape and movement and momentum? Can you let it dance? Embracing the whole self. Not caring about the judgment. Not even your own. Let it go. Letting it all go. Can you not care and just accept your whole self? being the whole self. Not just the shiny bits. I'm starting to lighten up. Staying with your chaos dance and integrating the shadow and the light. The shiny bits that you're proud and excited to show people about yourself. And bits of yourself that you wish would languish in the shadows. All of you. Integrating. Remembering that you get to work on the floor and you get to move. Just checking in with yourself and how you feel. Connecting the breath to the movement. Just lighting up and lighting up. Letting it all go and letting it be integrated. So that you're letting go of what no longer serves. And at the same time, integrating, acknowledging that you are shadow and light, the light and shadow.
Second lyrical,
song, and this is about integration. So if it feels right to you, dedicate this song to yourself. Let this be a love song to every part of you. Moving into the fifth rhythm, the rhythm of stillness. Letting your dance be just as internal as it is external. Dancing with the deepest, wisest part of yourself.
In my center, the center of me. My heart is open. I am aware. In me is a knowing of love. Love, love, my heart is open. I am aware. Love, love, love. my center, at the center of me. Please let me feel in your peace. From my center, at the center of me. Please let me feel in
stay with your stillness dance. And shine slowly with your energy.
My heart is open.
But you still have energy to move and dance in fast. And just taking a moment to create a beautiful ending for yourself.
Yes. Kiera, we're going to have to bring it to a close and be completely off in just a few minutes.
So just taking a moment, breathing in, breathing out. And when you're ready, letting your dance come to an end. And I am going to turn off Mixcloud and come back to Zoom.
So thank you, Kiera. That was definitely one of our more technically challenged sessions.
Okay. So am I going to address the audience at this point?
We only have 4 minutes left, and I have a few things that I need to say, and then I'm going to come back to you for just one, your... Now I'm frozen. Your number one embodiment tip. I want to thank everybody who stuck through this. With the Mixcloud, we haven't used that before, and I certainly was not ready for that tech on my end. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know we were going to have that. So thank you. And Kiera also had issues because she was in a new studio. So that's why we came in on the phone. But it is what it is. We're here in the moment, and everyone who stuck around, thank you. I do want to let you know that there are coffee breaks. There are a lot more sessions on all the channels. And the next session coming up on here is Daniel Sonic Rojas. He is doing embodied dance, movement, and rhythms of mobility. And so let me come back to you, Kiera, with your number one gold nugget chunk of a sentence about what is most important for you in embodiment.
And that is what I threaded through. The most important part of embodiment is actually the whole acceptance of all of the self. Remembering that you are here because you want to be in a world of contrast. So that means that, because that's what we are, what Earth is, right? The land of contrast. You can't know hot without cold. You can't know abundance without knowing scarcity. So accept your whole self. Even the parts of you that gives you trouble. And that is my number one key to embodiment.
Thank you. That was beautiful. And you can see, I don't know if you can't gallery view maybe, but everybody is hands together and hearting you. And there was a lot of really positive feedback in the chat for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Someone reached out to me and I gave them my link, the Mixcloud link, about 2 or 3 days ago. So I didn't know that you didn't know or that you didn't have it, because I would have sent it to you earlier.
Thank you. Also, the thing is, we are 100 volunteers working tech and facilitation, and there are 3 different channel managers on my channel.
I get it.
We're all trying to do as many things as we can.
I get it.
Your patience.
Okay. Thank everyone for their patience. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you everyone. Bye.